الواحد تحيا عليه منامته بربه من الآن وكل أوان وإلى دهر الدهور كل آمين. يوم 21 من شهر طوبى المبارك أحسن الله انقضاءه وعادوا علينا وعليكم ونحن وأنتم في هدوء واطمئنان مغفور الخطايا والآثام والزلات من قبل مراحم الرب يا أبائي وإخوتي أمين. في هذا اليوم من سنة 48 ميلادية تنيحت القديسة الطاهرة مريم العذراء والدة الإله، حيث عاشت بعد صعود ربنا يسوع المسيح إلى السماء في بيت القديس يوحنا الحبيب 15 سنة. كانت تتردد على القبر المقدس كثيرا وتصلي هناك، فعلمت بالروح القدس بموعد انتقالها ففرحت، فاجتمع الآباء الرسل فبركتهم السيدة العذراء، ثم جاء السيد المسيح بنفسه مع ملائكته القديسين واستلم روحها الطاهرة وصعد بها إلى السماء. أما جسدها الطاهر فكفنه الآباء الرسل وحملوه إلى الجثمانية ليدفنوه في جبل يهوشافاط. وفي الطريق حاول أحد الجنود منعهم من ذلك وأمسك بالتابوت فانفصلت يداه عن جسده وبقيتا معلقتين، فندم وبكى على سوء فعله. وبتوسلات الآباء الرسل القديسين عادت يداه كما كانت، فآمن لوقته بالرب يسوع. ثم أكمل الرسل سيرهم حتى وصلوا الجثمانية ودفنوها هناك بإكرام جزيل. وكانت سنو حياتها على الأرض نحو 60 عاما. بركة شفاعتها المقدسة فلتكن معنا أمين. On this day also of the year 229 of the martyrs, 513 Anno Domini, the righteous Saint Ilaria, the daughter of Emperor Zeno, departed. This saint was born in the later part of the 5th century. Emperor Zeno raised Hilaria and their sister Theobesta with a true Christian upbringing. Hilaria was inclined to a life of virginity and longed for monasticism. She could not go to a convent nearby Constantinople, for she knew that they will not accept her for their fear of her father. She thought and prayed often for the Lord to guide her life. She put on the attire of men, لبست هدوم راجل يعني, and embarked on a ship to Alexandria. Then she went to the wilderness of Shehit and arrived to the monastery of St. Macarius the Great. She met the Holy Father Amba Bimwa. She told him about her life story and her desire to become a monk. He accepted her as a monk by the name Hilari. He placed her in a cave far from the monastery where she dwelt for 15 years. In austere ascetic worship, he visited her from time to time. She only came to the monastery to partake of the holy mysteries, since she did not grow a beard. They called her Hilari the eunuch. Meanwhile, her younger sister Theobesta became possessed with an unclean spirit. Her father sent her to the desert for the fathers, the monks of the wilderness of Shehit, to pray for her. When she arrived to the monastery, the monks prayed for her for many days, but she was not healed. Finally, they handed her to the monk Hilari, the eunuch, to pray for her healing. Saint Hilary knew that she was her sister, but her sister did not recognize her. The monk Hilary prayed for her fervently until she was healed. Saint Hilaria took her to the elders and said to them, "Through your prayers, God has granted her healing." The elders sent Theobesta back to the emperor, who rejoiced to her safe return. Her father asked her about her stay in the Shihit and how she was healed. She said that the saint who healed her with his prayers embraced her and kissed her often. The emperor was not comfortable about the behavior of the monk Hilary toward his daughter. He sent to the elders of the wilderness to send him Saint Hilary to bless the kingdom. After a great offer, Saint Hilaria went to the emperor. Of course, she didn't want to go to the emperor because she was expecting that the emperor either will accuse her of bad behavior towards his daughter or to uncover herself. And she didn't want to do any of them. However, because he was the emperor, they could not reject his request for her to go to the palace. After a great effort, Saint Hilaria went to the emperor, who had a private meeting with Hilaria together with the empress. They asked him, "How could you embrace and kiss the princess?" Then Hilaria asked them to bring the Bible and to make a solemn oath not to hinder him, or her, for going back to the wilderness after telling them the truth. After they promised her, she told him, "I am your daughter Hilaria." The emperor and the empress greatly rejoiced along with everyone in the royal palace. She remained in the palace for a month. Then she wanted to return to the Skits. And when her parents refused, she reminded them of their oath. Then the emperor wrote to the governor of Egypt, demanding him to send a large quantity of wheat and oil and all that the monks needed on an annual basis. The emperor also was greatly interested in building a huge fortress in the monastery of St. Macarius that still exists till present time. طبعا الامبرور زينو عمل حاجة اسمها حصن. حصن ده كان مبنى كبير جدا وكان مفهوش شبابيك تحت. شبابيكه كانوا فوق خالص, اول شباك فوق وفيه زي سلم كده, درجات بين مبنى الدير وبين الحصن ده. فكانوا لما يهجموا البربر, الرهبان اللي مش مستعدين للاستشهاد وكده, كانوا يهربوا بالأمطرة دي, كانت زي بريدج كده, يمشوا عليها وبعدين يشدوا الأمطرة فتروح مرخية على الحصن فما يقدروش يوصلوا. طبعا ما كانش فيه بقى طيارات وكلام زي كده, ما دوش يوصلوا للحصن ده. ده اتوجد بعد كده في اكتر من دير, بس اول دير اتعمل كان دير ابو مقار بسبب هيلارية الرهبة القديسة دي. After the return of Saint Hilaria to the wilderness, she lived for 12 years persevering in asceticism and worship. When she finished her good endeavor, she delivered her pure soul. The monks prayed over her and buried her with great veneration. The blessing of her prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.